This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is August 27th, 2014. Hard Knocks episode 4 review. Calhoun in the building.
What's going on, Mr. Digital Darren?
Can't call it. What's good with you?
Got a great episode of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that was that was the best episode by far.
Thus far.
Yeah. It's only one more left, right? So
maybe they're saving the best for last.
Let's hope so. Hard Knocks talk. Everybody go check out the previous Hard Knocks episodes. We're getting real close to football season, Falcons football week. Shout out to everybody on the Fantasy Football League, Digital Darren podcast, Fantasy Football on ESPN.com. Some of the people, personalities on there, some of the people who don't know, big shout out to everybody. Also, we're going to get you guys ready for football. We're going to have an NFL preview. We're going to try to sneak in an NFL preview. We're going to have college football preview with Len itself.
Yeah, when that start? Because college football is Saturday, isn't it?
We're going to do it tomorrow or today.
Real
time. Next week for the Falcons football week, we're going to try to do a podcast. At least, if not every day, three to five. So, let's go on and slide into Hard Knocks. What did you like most about the Hard Knocks episode?
Brian Cox. He has become my favorite affiliate with the Falcons organization. Everybody else can eat a dick. I like Brian Cox and I like Keith Armstrong.
I was going to say, you got to give Armstrong some props because, spoiler alert, for people who didn't see it, it comes in with Keith Armstrong laying into them. And not only was he laying into these guys, he was laying into them in the most proper way that you could ever lay into somebody. And he was cursing. I thought he was going to say Jiminy Crickets, but he really was cursing or whatever. And so, but he actually, you could pan around the people you talk to. He basically all up in their face. I'm a man. I'm going to say it to you in your face.
I'm going to tell you the best thing about it. The best thing about it is he was getting in their ass proper.
Yeah.
And he was doing it the best way. Cussing and clowning. Hey, man, I applaud that kind of effort. You got to get in their ass. And I tell you who's the real disappointment, that big, soft-ass, out-of-shape-ass Rashid Hagerman. Because he was getting his ass chewed out by the special team coach and the defensive line coach. So, what does that say about you? You're a second-round pick this year, but next year, out the door maybe?
He's going to be out the door. As long as Brian Cox around, he's going to be around. Because Brian Cox actually has a soft spot for him.
He like him.
Because Brian Cox actually let him get away with shit he shouldn't be getting away with. Like, being that out of shape because they showed him running gasses. And he was about to die. And there was another lineman who was just running him. Not even super fast, but he had on all his equipment. Rashid Hagerman didn't have on any of his equipment. Brian Cox was getting in his ass. He was just making all the, just his little mannerisms were like, and do you know I'm the second round pick? I know I'm going to make the team. He had a sense of entitlement. That's the word or whatever.
And that's dangerous, especially for a lazy player. You can tell that's what he is. Even when Brian Cox was chewing him out a little bit in a defensive room, in the war room, he's yarning.
Yeah, those are kind of the little mannerisms that may not be. You know, when you talk to a kid, they really don't want, they try to pull away from you. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of mannerisms. You're being defiant without being defiant. You know what I'm saying?
And even so, the cussing at the coach, I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I thought he was like
not responding when he was supposed to. He was telling him, go, do you hear me? Go. Yeah. He wasn't moving. I mean, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like him. Honestly, I don't like that kind of player. You need to be, now I'm going to get on my tight-ass white guy shit. Hey, when the coach tell you to do something, you need to do it, son. Period. You're a professional. Now you get paid to do this. This isn't for fun. This isn't college. This isn't high school. You do what you're supposed to goddamn do. Or you find another job doing whatever it is you're going to do, which in his case would probably be nothing. So we don't need that kind of nonsense here. So it's good that it was laying in him because Keith Armstrong
Well, he laid into all of them. It was Devontae Freeman. Pretty much
everybody. Keyshawn Armstrong laid into everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Brian Cox was laying into him.
You could tell Brian Cox actually, like he said, his name behind him. And so, you know, you don't want your name to look bad. No matter how likable Brian Cox is on the camera, still, Hageman fucks up. His job is in jeopardy, right?
His job is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Because Hageman doesn't push the pile. He made some good plays, though, as we've seen later on the Hard Knock. We'll discuss that. But it comes on the best it has come on all season.
I didn't need no NFL coaches talk to players like that.
Oh, wow, of course. Of course they do. Keith Armstrong went in them. And it came on with him giving it to Goodman.
Who looked like he about to cry.
Now, before that, when it was the coaches talking, he was like, he don't want it.
Yeah, they were like, he don't want it.
He was pissed at that.
But we need Malachi Goodman to play well.
We really do.
Like, if he can give us 5 sacks, that would be a dream for us this year.
It also goes back to this no good piece of garbage of a human being, Corey Beerman.
How do we go from Malachi Goodman to Corey Beerman?
Because we need sacks. And he's not getting the reps because we got this sorry, you know, tobacco sniffing, old woman fucking piece of gutter trash, Corey Beerman. Why they fall into that? Oh, and this, that hoe so thirsty for fame. Can they please stop with this balled up piece of paper hoe, whatever his wife's name is. Please, this is not Atlanta Housewives. This hoe wanted to be her show. We don't care about that. How they living this? Man, that's unbelievable.
Somebody told me, they said, Corey Beerman see you in the street is going to be some furniture moving.
Man, I wish it would be. I wish a motherfucker like Corey Beerman would touch me. I'd drag it, man. Please. Corey Beerman? You said everybody get a turn with Corey Beerman?
Even Roddy was talking shit to him.
Even Roddy talking to him. Man, he going to talk shit to Roddy. He need to be cut for just talking to Roddy. Oh, any kind of way.
He shouldn't even be able to address
him. Hey, let me tell you something. Know your place, motherfucker.
That's what Roddy told him.
Yeah, you don't talk to Roddy, the great white, like that. I don't understand it. That's why we can't go nowhere. And they showing this clown, Dimitrov. You know what Dimitrov is? Dimitrov to the Falcons. Is like changed to a slave. That's the problem. Dimitrov is the noose. Yeah, he is the noose around the neck. That's what he is the problem. They cut all these players. Now, of course, you won't know some of them. You ain't seen, heard. No, who are these guys?
We won't talk that much more about the cuts because it really was nobody worthy of being cut. And the only person who they focused on was the quarterback, Matthews. And they talked about because they said he had a rocket for but he wasn't getting the playbook. And, you know, just to be fair, you know, as a free agent, I don't know how much time he gets in this playbook. But,
right.
You know, it's just one of those things where it was unfortunate, but they were going to cut the kid. But they're not cutting people you know at this point. No. So you don't – a lot of these people you wouldn't even know were on the show. They just have a Falcons jersey on or whatever. And so
– period.
We're not going to say too much about the people who got cut. A, because people losing their job. B – there was really nobody to talk about anyway. I wanted to stick on the deal.
We're not going to say too much about him. You don't even know the names besides the Matthews kid.
Exactly.
Who were these? Who was that match, man? Nobody know who these guys were, man.
I wanted to stay on the D-line for a minute because they talked about Rashid Hageman. And in one play, he was making sacks. Granted, it was the second, third team he was shining on. But Brian Cox like, you played 30 plays. You're not playing 30 plays in the regular season. Well, we got Babineau.
We got Solia.
Mm-hmm. Olsi.
Peters.
Corey Beerman.
Goodman. Where's Stack?
We have a lot of people. We're not going to say Stack. Stack is when you have Justin Tuck.
Listen, I'm not saying as far as talent goes. We're depleted. If you're talking about talent, we got a bunch of bodies. Matthews, the 98 Cupcake, who they call. We got a whole gang of just, we need defensive tackles. All right, let's get one. Well, I get one. Well, you can get four. Jackson, the kid they got from Kansas City inside. I mean, The list goes on and on. Now, what they're going to do, who knows?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about our pass rush.
You don't have to be concerned about it. You can be honest about it. We have none. Period. That's what it is. We don't have any. It's not a concern. It's alarming what it is. You know what it is? Somebody pulled a fire drill, run out of the school because the laboratory is on fire.
Let's switch to old lineman, Joe Holly.
He need to wear a big-ass Rottweiler chain around his neck and put some bricks in his pocket so he can weigh what he need to weigh, not to get pushed around.
Well, this one was just showing how he was. At least he had heart. Yeah, he just want to fight.
Yeah, he's a little dog in the fight. Who gives a shit? If it's a Rottweiler and Chihuahua, I don't care how much the Chihuahua bark, you're going to get tore out the frame. Right? You going to bet with it? Ask Michael Vick about that. You going to bet? Which one you going to bet with? Okay, then. That's what Joe Holly is.
But he has heart, though. You got to like that from your lineman, right?
I like that. I like how he's willing to mix it up because everyone else stands around. Got Jaws Matt Ryan in the face, and here they go again just standing around. At least Joe Holly, or as they say, Joe Brawley. You know, side note, they are really making these c***ers King Kong, ain't it? You know, Corey Beerman had to get it in the first day. Corey Beerman is a real Joe Holly, Joe Brawley.
Now, Corey, I agree with you. They want Corey to be something that he's not. But I think this is who Joe Brawley is, whether it's because he's little.
We're not going to call that Joe Brawley. Michigan, you're going to call him Joe. All
right, Joe Holly. I like his regular name, Joe Holly. I think that that's who he is. I think he's a fighter. I think that's what he has to do to maintain his edge on the football field.
You know what you do? You make pots. That's what you do, Joe. You're a clay master.
A potter.
You Harry Potter. Come on, man. Nobody's fooled by your tough guy.
I was fooled until I seen him make a vase.
Come on, man. You got to put that right on your nightstand or something. Nobody going for that. Make vases on your
stuff. But he was still, he said he still was chewing tobacco, drinking coffee or something. What Roddy said, his breath was smelling like ass. William Moore.
Yeah, you right here. What kind of combination is that? Sunflower seeds, coffee, and you dipping snuff. You trying to get what Tony Gwynn at with that snuff dipping. On out of here. Mouth cancer. That's what they call it. And that cracker, Corey Beerman do the same thing.
Oh, really?
You see how that wad in his mouth?
I wasn't paying him that much attention.
Every game, every time they show him, he has a wad in his mouth. He's dipping. Why? I have no idea. He know what he need.
Dip steroids.
Please. They keep showing these coaches and stuff on these bikes. Mike Nolan. Avid bike rider. How do we know he wasn't on that for 3 minutes and it was just hot in the room? He was sweating.
You can look at him and tell he does something.
Yeah, he probably jack off. The other week, the general manager, Dimitrov, he's riding bikes with Lance Armstrong. But did you bring back the formula that Lance had to win them seven of them things? Give us the formula so we can win one of them. So you can keep your job, buddy.
The same formula Seattle's using.
Give us that.
Because Pete Carroll just got fined, was it yesterday, for they were breaking the league rules for, like, you know, you don't supposed to do so much contact in practice. Pete Carroll, like, fuck it, we're going to do as much contact as we want.
So, for real?
Yeah.
Hey, man, why we can't have Pete Carroll?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
If you, that's the golden rule.
$300,000, you're on to pay that.
Every day of the week. I tell you what you see. Now, here's what's amazing. You go from Keith Armstrong. You mother this and you F that and blah, blah, blah. You go to Brian Cox. You ain't this and you ain't that and blah, blah, blah. And then they cut to Mike Smith. Hey, guys. Guys. What did Tony do? Listen, yeah, you. What did, I'm talking. Me. Look at me, the coach, the red guy with the white hair. Hey, what did Tony do every day? A routine. Man, get lost.
You got to find your routine, guys.
You got to find your routine, guys. That's the key. Now, the key is coaching you.
Get out of here.
And he the main one. They say we're not tough. The coach ain't tough. You got a potter here. You got a guy who's wearing ladies' deodorant there. You got a guy who got on SpongeBob. Somebody got SpongeBob on their toenails.
Who was that?
I have no idea.
Hold on, to the listeners. If anybody, because somebody said that just in random conversation. If any one of our listeners emails us, it's digitaldaron@gmail.com. Lets us know who is that with SpongeBob toenails. We will send you a free t-shirt. All right, back to the program. Go ahead.
And when you do find out, and if you see him, please kick him in his ass. A swift.
I thought it was going to be Devontae Freeman when they cut to him at the spend his day off. Because that's what Joe Pop, that's what Joe Holly was doing on his day off. He was making pottery.
So and, one another guy getting a pedicure.
Yeah. You would think I was talking about the Atlanta Dream. Nah, you think I'd be talking about the Atlanta Orchestra, not the Atlanta Falcons, right?
This is why they just need to just cut the cameras off on their off days, because this is getting to be pathetic. What they doing in their spare time? Just do what you do in your spare time by yourself, and leave it at that.
All right, so moving forward, we got Double R joining us now. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
My man RTR, what's happening? We in this motherfucker.
Man, I ain't doing nothing, drinking me a cold bud.
All right, what stood out on Hard Knocks to you,
my man?
Yeah,
I see they're trying to, they don't have nothing else to do, so they're going to talk about Roddy and Julio, and first they're talking about no other scrubs I ain't know nothing about. Well, actually, it was decent this week.
Well, you missed the best part. The best part were the coaches getting in their ass and Mike Smith coming through with his nice guy ways, put it like that.
Yeah, nice guy. Hey, let me tell you about it. If Mike Smith don't watch out, look at Mike Tyson gonna take his job, gonna steal his,
he's
gonna bat, don't
wanna
take his job.
I think Mike Tyson gonna do it because he's white enough, but if I would like to see Brian Cox now.
Oh, Brian Cox ain't gonna do it.
Like Brian Cox too much of a nigga. He's a welfare cheese. You know what I mean? He's a he the type of nigga who he's on the coaching staff with the Falcon, but I bet he buy food stamps still. And go to the grocery store.
Oh, he's still out there swapping.
He's still out there swapping. Yeah. He's that type of guy, man.
He seemed like it. Did you hear the movies he said he listened to, Double R?
Yeah. Oh, I don't go see those four-star movies. Them motherfuckers don't know what they're talking about. I got enough stress in my life. I want to see the three stars.
I tell you what, you can tell Mike, you can tell Brian Cox go to the bootleg, man. And get all his movies. He named nothing but movies.
Hey, what?
Best Man Holiday, best movie in the last 5 years. Man, get your goddamn.
They said Soul Plane.
Get your cheap beer drinking ass. The fuck on. Brian Cox ought to be shaming himself as I sip on this Lucky Buddha.
What's wrong with drinking Bud Light?
Man, I'll drink a Bud too now. But I don't make $1 million.
If you made $1 million, Bud wouldn't push those lips.
Not at all. But let me tell you something. If I made the money Brian Cox made, hell no, I wouldn't touch my lip. Just like, if you made $2 million a year or something like that, nah, the beer I drink would be $40 a fucking bottle.
We could drink Bud. It's cool for us to drink it, but not him.
Exactly.
Shouldn't be drinking the same beer we drink.
Nah, we working Joe's. But you can just tell what kind of cat Brian Cox is. I like him. So far, he's the personality that has stood out in the whole training camp.
Well, let's talk, because let's forward to the game, because that's what they did, right? They did all this build-up to forward to the game. And so the rest of the, I think when Double R stepped in, the rest of it was kind of the game. And so it showed how.
Hold on, before we go to the game, can I just interject?
Go ahead.
I like how Terry Rubisky was in the room, was like, these motherfuckers ain't gonna get me fired.
Oh, trying pretty to be motherfuckers.
That hit him with a Nino Brown, didn't he? He's pretty. I never liked you pretty motherfuckers anyway. Barack Akbar, the n from the bank. Oh, yeah, he worked. Roddy was killing them fucking camp, wasn't he?
Yeah, that shit, he's never funny. Because he was like, at first he didn't care about foot winning. He just, hey, we'll do it next year. And not basically just like in life, sunrise, sunset. So he's getting to the, you know, maybe toward the sunset of his career. He like, he tell the young guys, hey, we need this now. And they basically shooting him off to the side. And he like, no.
But see, that's the difference you can see when they was talking early in Hard Knocks. And they was like, the difference is Roddy wants a ring and Julio don't want it like Roddy yet. Julio just in his third year. That's the difference.
But I think Julio gets a pass because he's supremely talented, right? So I think he just doing his job, and it comes so easy to him. It is what it is, right? You know what I'm
Julio
saying?
Julio can half-pass to be better than a lot of them boys.
Exactly.
Well, he's better than a lot of them boys. the cast name was cutting you never heard of. It was cutting your local Winn-Dixie worker. That's where them boys going.
Nah, they going to the Mall of Georgia, like from
the city. Working at the Mall of Georgia. Speaking of which, he got on him earlier. The guy who did the impression of a sophomore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was one of the guys he got on early on.
Keith Armstrong. I don't know. Y'all give him Brian like Cox out of this head. Keith Armstrong was the underrated. That Tom Selakin, it reminds me of one that this guy coached when I coached rest his soul gave in high school. When he told this dude, you got a yellow running all up and down your back, you bitch. You know what I'm saying? So. And so he was talking to him like that, calling them bitches hoes. You know what I'm saying? He cursing. He know he was doing
it. Wait, he said you have a yellow line up and down your back.
Yeah, you bitch. Just like that. God, I don't know about Coach Johnson do it double off.
Come on, what he called Tour Harris?
Yeah. What he said, you bloody bitch. What he called him?
Yo, period.
Yo, he said, you out there turning tricks. Yeah, Coach Johnson. I was on ninth grade. I would piss myself out the lab. You know, we're tripping, boy.
Oh, man. Coach Johnson, boy. Hey, may you rest in peace, boy. Ain't nothing like a halftime speech.
But his halftime speech was legendary. Rashard,
how would his halftime speech go? If you can recall, just give me one.
Depending on who he getting on.
I'd give you a perfect speech he gave before the game. He would write down, like, yeah, he write down. So he write down like M, D, F. So we like, damn, is he writing down positions on the team, on the field? Cause the way he write them, like, so he like, all right now. Hey guys, he like, we got a game coming. He said, and so he like, you know, this team is supposed to be all world. We not that good.
But oh, he say y'all not that good?
We weren't. And so he like, but some of you guys, he like, sometimes in life you just got to stand up. He like, you got to protect your home.
Okay.
He was like, some of you guys are lit. This dude come in. Fuck your mom. He said, fuck your sister. Kick your daddy ass. Fuck your mom. And have your faggot brother waiting on the light. And he was like, y'all will sit there and watch the whole thing and y'all won't stand up for it.
Good God.
I give you one. He told me to take the dick out my mouth one time.
What? How well happened?
I had kickoff opening drive. I fumbled it. And so he told me, some of y'all think y'all superstars, whatever, whatever. Damn, take the dick out your mouth. And he just kept going. I got an interception that game, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Coach, he talked to you like Keith Armstrong. He talked to you, oh, he don't sound like a white guy. He sound like a brother.
Some of y'all go, let somebody come in your house, fuck your sister. Rape your mom, beat your dead ass, and fuck your faggot.
And have your faggot brother waiting on him. You gotta think this is literally like right before we get on the bus for the game.
What the fuck was y'all looking like? Like, what?
Nah, nigga, you be having to hold they breath, not the goddamn laugh. And now what happened when he told Dix? You already talking about, hey, cunt, put me in, cunt. You throwing patterns in girl face. These niggas out here raping your boy, bitch ass. That nigga Coach Johnson was a clown, boy.
He was a living legend.
Yeah, he a legend, for real.
They go to show y'all a pedigree, man. That's all right.
So, yeah, so Keith Armstrong, we were getting talked to like that in the ninth, tenth, you know what I'm saying, eighth, ninth, tenth grade or whatever. Keith Armstrong.
Cold world.
Some of them boys were just, you could see it in their face, especially Malachi Goodman. He was about ready to cry when Keith Armstrong got on him.
I ain't think they still get on them players like that in the NFL. I thought they babied them boys.
I did too. That's
Darren, D said the same thing. I don't know why. Yeah, they need to get in them like that. That Hagerman.
But you know, when you're in the NFL, you're still a grown man. I thought they really didn't do that. Like, you know how Mike Smith acted.
Yeah, I thought most coaches talk like that.
Yeah, Mike Smith ain't gonna get on nobody like that.
I'm not gonna talk like that with my job on the line. Just like Terry Biscuit said, I'm not gonna let these pretty motherfuckers get me fired.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
They feel that pressure from Arthur Blank if y'all don't come through.
Like, that's the underlying all of this hard knocks, all of this wanna be tough talk. What's really going on is the owner said, we're not tough and it's time to roll some head. When you get the GM and the coach signed to a 1-year deal, the writing is on the wall. Somebody about to get their ass fired.
Man, to me, shit, Tony Dimitrov should be out of here.
God, Lord, from your mouth to God's ears.
I think
Scott Pioli gonna have.
Yeah, I'm gonna say. I think now we talk about backdooring.
Scott Pioli.
That's a backdoor that's already waiting to happen.
Scott Pioli gonna have that job next year.
Yeah, which will be building for us.
Of course.
Yeah, I hope he can drive better than this. Sorry.
Scott Pioli can do.
He can drive better. His scouting is way better than Tomas Dimitrov. That some bitch was in the room. Mike Smith and started naming off names. You think you hear the local Walmart employee mean of the month? That son of a bitch name. Well, you know this guy here. He named they cut two or three linebackers, right? And still got about eight on the goddamn roster.
And still got four of them you never heard of on the roster.
Lord have mercy.
But I be wondering this: Tomas Dimitrov, is he going to scout these talent, or do he have a local Bob somewhere telling him?
No, they have a scouting department. Yo, yeah. They have a department. That's everything. I think that what fails Tomas Dimitrov is that you can tell he doesn't watch college.
But that's for the Tomas Dimitrov.
But how the fuck you get that job if you're watching college?
But see, that's that's for the podcast we.
Yeah, that's going to be for the Tomas Dimitrov report card, which we should be doing soon for Falcons Football Week next week.
I'll just say this about Tomas Dimitrov. We can move on. Unless you got something Shard and Digital D. Fuck Tomas Dimitrov.
Now, I think you hit the nail on the head with the whole underlying point is that Arthur Blank. And you can see it in the times they are showing Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank straight Disney.
He's straight. Exactly, like they're trying to be sociable.
He's not interacting.
He's not
talking.
When he come down, he wants them to say this, bam, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
He come down like, show me how we gonna win.
Exactly.
He the boss. He doing what he's supposed to do.
And he's coming down like he the boss. So you know, before that, he would come down and be a little showmanship, a little, you know, how's your day going, shit like that. It ain't none of that.
In the Mike Vick era,
even when Mike Smith first came, he started winning. You had a little hope. Now. Listen. It's done changed.
Here's the thing. You have a spaghetti eating Guido at the helm, and he used to results. This man is a billionaire. He didn't get to be a billionaire by bullshitting and tap dancing. He got to be a billionaire by having results. And you can see it every time that show Hard Knocks. The whole time, all of these episodes, I think Arthur Blackmail had two sentences, maybe three. How much do you speak?
I mean, they show him in every episode. He doesn't say anything. Like, just in this episode, Tomas Dimitrov, and it's so funny because Tomas Dimitrov is stumbling and bumbling while he talks to him.
While the boss is over your shoulder. And he like the hitman. Arthur Blank come down like the hitman, like, yo, you. I'm a kid. The hit is on you, buddy.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see those two interaction. And you can tell that Arthur Blank is in don't bullshit me mode. He had that shit written all over his face. Like, he wants to say, hey, we're keeping this guy. We're doing this, and this. This is how we're going to win.
He's just showing him, like, I'm letting y'all drive the ship. But if you crash this bitch in the iceberg, it's over with.
I agree. He's saying, this is still my ship.
It's my ship, but I'm giving you the keys.
And the minute this shit goes off course.
You out of here.
Exactly.
That's what it looked like. What'd you think, RTR?
I think you're right. But Tomas Dimitrov, he want to go ride a bike with fucking Lance Stevenson or something.
Lance Armstrong. He went and rode the bike with Lance Armstrong, didn't even get the fucking steroid mask so we could pad the drug test but be juicing. Listen, I tell you what we need to do for the Hard Knocks. Let's bring the whole Seattle regime down here to Atlanta. Coach, GM, everything. Let's get these boys juiced up and cheating, and let's just get us one. Let's buy us a trophy. Let's get the Lombardi this year. We're going to get it with Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll fucked the UFC, got out of town, and now he's cheating up in Seattle. That's why he went to Seattle. So you can't see him like, hey, we got to go to Washington. Ah, we'll put it off. By the time you get to Washington, you're like, hey, what the fuck is going on here? Hey, y'all clean this shit up. Pete Carroll having the time of his life up there with pills and bottles.
And we illegal now.
Oh, and them folks stay getting suspended for drugs up there in Seattle. Enhancement. They getting shot in the ass. Man, you going bike riding. And let's get this team on the juice. And let's win us one.
All right, so let's go on and switch gears. Let's wrap up Hard Knocks by. We finally get some time with Matt Ryan on the camera. But the little kids were so excited to see him. I thought that was a good moment.
Oh, thank you. I forgot all about that little dick riding 8-year-old they had on the screen. Did you see that little dick rider? He touched my camera. Get your ass out of here, boy. Don't eat a dick.
Rashad, oh, would you let your sons act like that?
Well, I guess that's his favorite player, but I would have told my son, hey, wait till the end of the season. This guy. 2 or 3 years, this guy ain't gonna be that good.
Are you gonna give him a little foresight?
I'm gonna tell you about this guy. He's not good as you think he are.
Would you let your son do that?
Yeah, if he's his favorite player, the kid was 8 years old, Calhoun. Calhoun.
I just tell him I'd be cool a little bit. You could be cool, and I'd be like, hey, you know, cool out a little bit. He was, oh my God, he was, the kid had like he was Michael Jackson. You know he ain't shit because there was only 5 of y'all there. That's how you know he wasn't shit to begin with. It was your dad and 2 of your friends. It was 4 of you down there. And Matt Ryan. That's it. If Matt Ryan was the shit, it would have been a gang of people trying to get at him. It's just you, buddy. You can take all day, my friend.
I don't think it's a gang of people ever trying to get at Matt Ryan.
Ever.
Speaking of Matt Ryan, he's Calhoun's fantasy quarterback in our fantasy football.
And ain't that a bitch? So, anybody who's trying to challenge me, I could not get online at the time and pick my team. So, that computer fucked me. I seen my team today, RT. Are you seeing that shit? Hey, we need to demand a redraft.
Sure.
that's how you talk when you wasn't present for the draft. And you let the computer pick up. Who the fuck picked Matt Ryan in the fantasy league? Nobody picked Matt Ryan unless you fall to the fucking 8th round.
What round he got picked in?
What round he got picked in?
I don't know.
Motherfucker, yes you do. Probably got picked in the 3rd round. The computer fucked me, RTR.
No, you got 2 good receivers.
Man,
You got Brandon Marshall and who will?
AJ Green.
Exactly, so why are you complaining?
Yeah, I might stroke y'all nigga this season.
Alright, so we don't talk enough Hard Knocks. Let's go on and wrap it up. So wrap it up like this. What did you like on this episode? What would be your season? What you want to see in the season finale, Double R?
What do I want to see in the season finale?
Yeah.
I want to see more Brian Cox because he actually is funny. He's probably the best. He probably out of everything. Even Mike Tate's probably made out of the coaches that they made Hard Knocks interesting. It's boring shit.
Calhoun.
At this point,
actually, I'm going to say mine.
Okay.
I'd rather see, like y'all, I still think y'all not giving Armstrong enough credit. He the one who gave him all the line tag. He the one who cussing him out. And actually responded in the game against the Titans. So it kind of came full circle for him in that he actually probably, we might do awards for Hard Knocks. He would actually be a dark horse MVP candidate because he's corny funny in a corny type way. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I thought was real good. Next week, I do want to see who gets cut. And I hope they spend more time on that is some of the players they've talked about who are going to get cut or whatever. Because you don't want to go through hearing people who may only got 2 reps in practice getting cut. You know what I'm saying? You do want to kind of have that link to the players. Either they make it or whatever, but I want them to focus on the star player.
It will be.
Yeah.
Not star players. You mean like that starter who's not going to make the team. Yes, yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see him get
cut. And then 45 to 1.
You're going to see him get cut. Without a doubt.
Every cut.
Yeah.
After that penalty too. Yo.
Yeah.
45. What other white?
Star. That's what you're talking about. Star. Yeah. They're going to be cut like a fucking box cutter on a American airline.
You be cut, the dude who got kicked out of the game, be cut.
Yeah, them 2, because you know that hand got pretty tough or whatever. Yeah.
So. Brian Cox gave him an earful on the way out.
Yeah, Brian Cox said, hey, you just caught yourself a roster spot.
Brian Cox is an asshole all the way through. I love it. Let me tell you,
True, though. I thought they were
going to
cut him before the show went
off. I did, too.
I'm like, damn, this bitch survived
another
week.
I'll tell you what I want to see. Next Hard Knocks episode. I want to see fucking Corey Beerman out the door. Man, they suck this off so well.
But they ain't put too much focus on them this week.
My God. Any focus is too much focus for Corey, who no one.
So let me ask you this. Does it say more about Corey or does it say more about the Falcons? That he's getting this much
out about of the Falcons. That's what it said about.
Fucking Matt Bryan got some camera time.
Matt Bryan. But Corey Beerman at best is a practice squad special teamer.
Yeah, he is.
He's Malachi Goodman, essentially.
No. He's a practice squad special
teamer. Oh, when you tell him they're going to be on the show squad. When Key Wonson don't tell him they're going to be on the show squad, that means they're going to be the dumbest holding the.
That's who he is. He deserves no camera attention. And that slut bucket trick whore of a wife that he has. I can't trust a man who publicly know he has a whore for a wife. Now, if you stumbled into a bitch, that's different. But if you've seen this hoe come on every Sunday, wow, that bitch is a whore. I want her. I don't trust your judgment. I don't trust your smarts. I don't trust Corey Beerman. Corey Beerman.
Hey, he's not athletic enough to cover that.
They showed him in Hard Knocks in the game. What did he do?
Get blocked, buddy blocked him with Wayne.
Absolutely nothing. What was he saying? Ooh, man. If you don't set your ass up and get to the end of the bench, I want to know who dick he's sucking so we can cut both of these motherfuckers out of here. Get Dimitrov and Corey Beerman. He got to be having some pictures or sucking some dick. To be on his team.
Right?
He got some boy pussy. He got boy pussy. Please. Please. If football guys, if you're listening, please, next Hard Knock, cut Corey Beerman from the Falcons. Please release us of that anchor of Atlanta. I would like to see him get out of here. Brian Cox has made this a show. If it wasn't for Brian Cox, this shit would be a PBS show. That's what this would be. That would Hard Knocks be Atlanta Falcons. We thought it was some bullshit showing the Falcons, and lo and behold, if you're in a Falcon fan, ain't nobody watching this. Corey Beerman, star. Look what they're showing. They cut a whole batch of no-namers. It's like they put their hand in a bag. Hey, just grab one. And I tell you what else that shows, RTR and Digital Darren, how depleted of talent we have, because they just marched a gang of nobodies in that office. When they called him in, I thought they were going to just give a whole speech to everybody. And just y'all get cut at one time. Hey, everybody. Hey, you. Hey.
Look. You know what's so magical about that? These are people we don't even know from college.
You don't know them, period.
Yeah.
How they get in there? How did they make it into the Falcons? How they do it? Did they sneak in? How they do it? Where they come from? And here we are, Atlanta Falcon fans. With a gang of nobodies. RTR, this is Darren told me you had said they're going to go with 8-8 this season?
I'm going to say that.
I want to say 6-10 now.
I'm going to say 5-11. I'm going to do like Price is Right and say a dollar.
Oh, you're going to undercut. All right, man. That's it for Hard Knocks. Double R, thanks for joining us. Calhoun, thanks for joining us. Anything y'all want to plug or say before we get out of here?
Nah, that's about it. We need to cut. Thomas Dimitrov.
Calhoun.
And it's fucking Corey Beerman.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Next week, we're going to do the Falcons football week. We're going to hashtag all the podcasts Falcons football week. We got Double R and myself predicting the Falcons records. We have the week one picks and kicks where we're going to do Hard Knock awards. We have the Thomas Dimitrov, the definitive report card. Got a couple of some nice podcasts coming up. Me and Lynn himself, we late on college football, but we are going to get a picks and kicks and a quick preview in for you guys. And with that being said, thank y'all for listening. Catch us on iTunes. Hey,
you forgot about it. We got all the listeners doing the ice bucket challenge. So,
oh, yeah. Good point.
Guys are doing the ice bucket challenge. Make sure you send your videos in.
Yeah, if you send your videos or post them online at hashtag or at Digital Darren, Digital Darren Podcast, or Digital Darren Pod, so we'll know that you did it. We are donating to ALS. We donate $5 to everybody who does the Ice Bucket Challenge. Right now, we're up to, what, $50, maybe $100, Double R?
We're getting more people to send their videos in, so keep sending them in. All
right, let's cure ALS. All right, Calhoun, Double R, thank y'all. Thank you, fans, for listening. Everybody in the Fantasy Football League, Digital Darren Podcast coming for you, whack cats. And that's it. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.